Howard Fuller is a former Milwaukee Public School superintendent who now heads the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University. Fuller says he would strongly support Governor Walker's plan to expand the taxpayer-funded vouchers to other Wisconsin cities, such as Green Bay and Racine, if that's what the people there want.
But if there are parents and other citizens, elected representatives from those communities who say they want to have choice, I would support that.
Fuller stresses that any expansion of vouchers should be means-tested and focus on low-income and working-class families. Governor Walker wants to remove income limits on vouchers, though he has said he expects state lawmakers might only adjust the income levels. Retired State Representative Annette Williams authored the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program legislation in the 1990s and says the program should just be for low-income kids in Milwaukee.
What is not clear to me is in this expansion, where's the money going to come from? Who's going to pay for that? Particularly when you're looking at cutting money from the public school system right now, and would this be additional cuts?
Professor Fuller says former Representative Williams has legitimate concerns, but he says he's fought for voucher programs around the U.S. A national pro-voucher group, the American Federation for Children, is publicizing Fuller's remarks as the proposed voucher expansion potentially nears a vote in the state legislature. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.